You could say that Karen Bergquist and Linford Detweiler are homebodies. The longtime folk duo and married couple named their band Over the Rhine after the historic Cincinnati neighborhood where they used to live. Their new album, Meet Me at the Edge of the World, is a kind of meditation on the concept of home and homesickness.
Here we stand on cold concrete ground, 'cause someone said they like the sound. I'm thankful that they've hung around, but I'm craving the edge of the world.
And Karen Bergquist and Linford Detweiler join us from Cincinnati. Thank you both for coming on the program.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So meet me at the edge of the world. Where exactly are we meeting you?
That would be our little farm, our little hideaway farm in southern Ohio. And all the songs on this new project kind of loosely revolve around this place that we call home.
Meet Me at the Edge of the World was a song that I wrote when I was walking the dogs. There's a path around our little property, and there's one tupelo tree on the path and on the property, and up against it stands some beautiful ironweed, a deep plum color.
One lone tupelo stood against the ironweed, the golden rod that tamed our need for something other than fear and greed. Meet me at the edge of.
Whenever I get to this spot, though, where this tupelo tree stands, I get some kind of signal. I can't explain it, but I pay attention because I know something's going to happen. I'm going to get some words or a song or something. And one day this song just poured out.
Uh-huh. Well, I know you both are from Appalachia and that region of the world. Does living on this farm kind of take you both back there?
Yeah, it feels like we have roots here in Ohio. And I guess we maybe thought that as young aspiring songwriters, we would eventually relocate to Nashville or New York. But we were always kind of haunted by the idea of staying here, staying put where we had some roots.
And Linford, I love this line that I've read from you. You said you grew up in a place where Elvis was king and Jesus was Lord.
Yeah, well, both Karen and I grew up around a lot of gospel music, mm-hmm. and we're grateful for that.
My first two musical influences were Hee Haw and gospel music.
There's
might
a combination.
Explain.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about gospel and hee-haw, and mm-hmm. your sound really is this crossover, to me, between indie music and Christian music. And I wonder, how do you two find that balance?
Well, I think it's fair to say that our records have been Christ-haunted. My father was a minister for part of his life, and certainly the big questions show up in our music. Somebody said that there are only three subjects available to the writer, God, love, and death.
Hmm.
And we try to write about all three.
Linford, your parents were Amish, is that right?
That's right. How's that for an Only in America tale? My dad grew up on an Amish farm. He was a bit of a misfit child. I think he had artistic inclinations, and musical instruments were forbidden in the home, but my dad and his brother had a secret guitar that they buried in the hay mow in the barn. And one day, one of the other brothers, not knowing it was there, accidentally ran a pitchfork through it, and that was the end of the secret guitar. Mm-hmm. And same with my mother. She grew up on an Amish farm, and she always wanted a piano, and that was not allowed. And one of her school teachers helped her cut out a cardboard keyboard and paint the keys, and she brought that cardboard keyboard home into her bedroom and would play the music that was only inside of her. Mm. And so this idea of music can be dangerous was sort of in the water in my family history. And I feel like I stepped into a story, you know, as a songwriter that was already in progress.
Were you born on one of these Amish farms? Or?
No, when my father turned 21, my grandfather offered him the farm. Would have made him a very wealthy man.
200 pristine rolling acres.
Wow.
Right.
Which I wrote about in the song, Against the Grain.
Right.
He turned it down.
Rolling box cars made a big impression on you. Ooh.
Well, I want to talk about the journey that the two of you have been on that brought you to this farm in Ohio that you love so much. And you went through a difficult time in your marriage, which you write about in many of your songs. Karen, I was struck by something you said once. It was, we are fortunate we work together, but that is part of the problem. What does that mean? Because musically, you two work together so well.
We do work together well. I think what we had to learn was that our career path and our relationship were like two separate gardens, and we were very good at watering and tending to the career garden and not so good about taking care of the relationship garden, and we had to learn how to do both.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, this working together and living and being together.
It feels like there's less pain in this album than in your previous albums. Is that fair?
That is fair.
This is a record about finding a place, finding a home. And I think we're still aware that, you know, loved ones are moving on. There's joy and sorrow on the record, but there is a sense of we're going to be okay.
Help me trace the scars on mountains, the sun that sets in a bloody fountain. Take me home and lay me down.
Well, Karen Linford, this has been such a pleasure. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Likewise.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
On the secret ground.
Karen Bergquist, Linford Detweiler, their album Meet Me at the Edge of the World is out next week, and you can hear more at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.